With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Bros YouTube channel. My name is Andrew Erickson. Today we're going to be discussing my 8 players to draft for round 3 of NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. For this list, we're going to be looking at 1 quarterback, 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers, 1 tight end, 1 DST, and 1 kicker. Before I get to my optimal lineup, do you want to make smarter prop bets? Our prop bet cheat sheet takes the guesswork out of finding the best bets by comparing our projections to the sportsbook odds. Get an edge over the sportsbooks today with our prop bet cheat sheet at bettingpros.com/props. Now, let's get to those picks. Quarterback, Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals. It's really close between Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts. It's my favorite quarterback option this week, but I lean toward the Bengals quarterback with a superior matchup and an undeniable swagger. Since week 10, the Chiefs are allowing the 5th most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks, and their defense has struggled mightily in the red zone all year, ranking 31st in red zone scoring touchdown rate. The Bengals offense has thrived in the red zone, ranking 5th in red zone scoring offense. Burrow has also faced the Chiefs earlier this season, shredding KC for 286 passing yards and 2 passing touchdowns. He also rushed 11 times for 46 yards and scored en route to a 30-plus fantasy point outing. Running back Christian McCaffrey, San Francisco 49ers. CMC has been the must-own running back since the start of the NFL.com Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge, and that won't change on championship weekend, even with his ailing calf injury. Because before he suffered the injury in the divisional round, Elijah Mitchell was an afterthought on offense. So although Mitchell outcarried McCaffrey 14-10, rushing for 51 yards versus CMC's 35 rushing yards, 13 of Mitchell's carries came in the second half. 11 came in the final 2 drives of the game in the fourth quarter. And despite CMC's limited snaps, he still led the team with a 31% target share, catching 6 balls for 22 yards on 8 targets. The Eagles ranked 24th in DVOA versus running backs in the passing game and inside the top 10 in terms of receptions, targets, and receiving yards to opposing running backs since week 12. They are allowing 5 catches for 41 yards per game. McCaffrey owns an 18% target share over the last 3 weeks, setting him up to be RB1 in fantasy this week. Running back Joe Mixon, Cincinnati Bengals. If you're building a roster with Joe Burrow quarterback, you're betting on the Bengals coming away with a win at Arrowhead. And that means you went to litter your roster with Bengals players, including RB1 Joe Mixon. Mixon was a battering ram that cannot be stopped versus the Bills. He rushed 20 times for 105 yards and 1 touchdown, playing 56% of the snaps. He earned 4 goal line carries, which is going to give him massive touchdown upside in a matchup versus the Chiefs' run defense that the Bengals should be able to take advantage of. KC allowed over 100 rushing yards to Shamaje Perine when these teams faced last in week 13. They've allowed 4.5 yards per carry to running backs since week 16, as the 24th ranked run defense per DVOA. The Chiefs have also bled fantasy points to running backs in the passing game, allowing the most receptions to the position per game at 6 this season. Wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase, Cincinnati Bengals. Coming as a surprise to literally no one, we have another Bengal in the optimal lineup here with Ja'Marr Chase. The Bengals alpha wide receiver owns a 32% target share since week 13, averaging just under 8 receptions, 84 receiving yards, and 11.5 targets per game. And he has heavily been relied on when facing man coverage this season, which KC predominantly deploys. Versus man coverage, Chase owns a whopping 39% target share, 33% target rate per route run, and 52% air yard share since coming back from his injury. Simply put, Chase is going to get the rock and makes the Chiefs' secondary pay. Kansas City ranks 31st in DVOA against number 1 wide receivers this year, allowing on average 81 receiving yards per game to opposing alphas. Before I move on to the rest of my lineup, do you know how much your subscriptions cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200. If you don't know exactly how much you're spending every month, you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills, all in one place. When I used Rocket Money, I didn't realize how many unused subscriptions I had forgotten about. I was able to cancel recurring charges with just one click, saving me a bunch of money every month. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/fantasypros. That's rocketmoney.com/fantasypros, rocketmoney.com/fantasypros. Wide receiver A.J. Brown, Philadelphia Eagles. There's really no wrong answer to sliding in Devonta Smith or A.J. Brown as the next wide receiver in your optimal lineup. The two have seen nearly identical usage in the last 2 weeks with Jalen Hurts back under center, with both commanding north of a 29% target share. And the matchup is salivating against the 49ers defense that has allowed the most fantasy points and third most receiving yards to wide receivers since week 7. However, Smith was more productive this past week with Brown dealing with a hip injury. But before the divisional round, Brown was Hurts' go-to wide receiver the three games beforehand, compiling an absurd 35% target share, a 55% air yard share. With both guys seeing seldom usage from the slot, where the 49ers and safety Jimmy Ward have absolutely been destroyed, I side with Brown due to his role as the team's primary deep threat. Smith has been used more underneath the last 3 weeks, with an A dot no higher than 8 yards in any game. Meanwhile, Brown has been almost used exclusively downfield, with 6 targets of 20-plus air yards and a team-high 14.2 average depth of target. The 49ers have been devastated versus the long ball all year, ranking 24th in DVOA versus deep passes up to 15 yards downfield. And it's been number ones doing the majority of damage, considering they've allowed the 4th most targets and 5th most receiving yards to opposing number ones this season. So yes, people, this week is AJB wide receiver 1 season. Tight end Travis Kelce, Kansas City Chiefs. The Bengals are allowing the most targets to tight ends, 9 per game since week 9, in addition to the 2nd most receptions and 4th most receiving yards to tight ends. Ergo, it's a strong matchup for Travis Kelce, fresh off a game that featured 17 targets, 14 catches for 98 yards, and a godlike 49% target share. Expecting these numbers for a second straight week is aggressive, but there's no reason to think that the volume will get away from Kelce as a hobbled Patrick Mahomes primary underneath option. Just last week, we saw Bills tight end Dawson Knox hauling 5 of his 7 targets for 65 yards, leading Buffalo in both receptions and yardage. Kicker, Harrison Butker, Kansas City Chiefs. Among the remaining playoff teams, 3 of the 4 defenses rank inside the top 5 in fewest field goals allowed per game this season. The one defense that doesn't are the Cincinnati Bengals, who have allowed the 5th most field goals on defense this season and 2.3 field goals per game while playing on the road. Considering the Bengals' top-tier red zone defense and Mahomes' ankle status, KC may be forced into converting more points with Harrison Butker's leg. Philadelphia Eagles DST. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, and Brock Purdy. One of these names is not like the others, and that's why the DST to target is Philadelphia. Purdy is the worst remaining quarterback among the final 4 and will likely see a ton of pressure from the Eagles' elite front. Per the 33rd team's trenches matchup tool, San Francisco's offensive line is at the biggest mismatch disadvantage this week when they should drop back to throw. That ensuing chaos should put Purdy in position to make some mistakes and score points for the Philly DST. And that's going to do it for my breakdown for the optimal lineup for NFL.com's Fantasy Football Playoff Challenge. And good luck to everybody conference championship weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. The Weber Works Prep cook and store system keeps cooking supplies handy, and you can carry all the food, condiments, and utensils you need. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant.